Molly Goldberg and Orion Leland, the young Frenchwoman who's staying with Molly, have just been to a town meeting which Molly called to talk over the future of Mr. Edward Way. Way was recently released from prison and was having a hard time in Luxembourg because of a prejudice that people feel for him. And Molly wanted her neighbors to know that he's a decent, rather honorable man, despite what happened in the past. But there's a personal story to it, too. The story of Dr. Christopher Taylor Jr.'s jealousy of Orion sympathies for Way, who will partner in the newly formed chicken business. Chris and Jake wouldn't go to the meeting, but Molly and Orion did their best without him. They just left the hall with Chris's father, Dr. Taylor Jr.
I never thought one meeting could be so full of the so full of praise and so full of fun. And when you spoke, darling, when you spoke, Orion, everybody listened. Everybody listened. I also listened. Even though I was thinking of what I wanted to say and that I couldn't forget. But close your neck, darling. Close your neck. Oh, Orion, darling, you were wonderful.
So I said what I said. So what I said to Meg.
What you said, Doctor, what you said, you said it again, but what I said, because what you said was a, how shall I say, was a general, was a general subject. But maybe I said too much, too. And I think when I said, who among us who is without a stone, let him throw it, to see where the glass will fall. And I wonder, did you there was silence.
Who was it? Mary put up the coat out her handkerchief when you said it. But she wasn't the only one who his eyes were crying. The moon is so small, but that means maybe tomorrow surely we'll have a fall. No, so it's very good for you, for my lesson.
Dr. Taylor, we're right here.
We'll walk this way.
I just couldn't help telling
a few people what I thought of them.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. Well, they had enough right not to like Mr. Wade. We had to like him.
That's right.
I don't like Mr. Wade either. I'm miserable to him, but even though he's been in prison, he's got a right to be treated like everyone else and given a chance to make a living on time. And no one's got a right to turn away from him. That's all. And they listen. Why, I save the lives of most of those obstinate, pig-headed fools. They get me mad. I won't be so careful next time. Where was Mr. Rover? Why was he with me? And why wasn't my son Chris over to your house, Mr. Rover?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. How come he didn't come to the meeting with you and Mr. Rover?
Well, someday he'll see eye to eye with us, Dr. Taylor.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
I said, mm-hmm.
Oh, I see where your son learned the habit.
What habit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, not like Chris.
What is he like him?
Well, I would have expected him to be with the meeting. He likes opposing conventional judgments. He likes making people eat their ordinary, hypocritical attitude. And here he is following the crowd. That's very odd.
Very odd. Very odd to me. To me, also, things very odd.
After all, he knows what we know about Mr. Way. He knows how people can make errors and not mean them and still be blameless. He knows what people like. It's his business, his profession.
Yes.
The kind of a man he is, too. There must be something else. Something else.
Something else, Dr. Craig. It must be something else, something else.
Well, perhaps there are some reasons you don't have to do entirely with Mr. Ray. Some world. Well, he's been coming to Boston Bay quite often lately.
Rather often lately, I know. He's been to quite often lately, calling me only you, thank you. And now, lately, Dr. Craig is here.
Right about it. This has something up his sleeve. Perhaps he isn't quite sure what it is himself.
Well, a person is only human, even if he is here. Have you ever been there?
I know myself. He's generous, intelligent, and warm-hearted. When his actions don't feel that way, then I know he doesn't know how his actions feel.
Yes.
You can't see the forest for the trees. Yes, these red ray are certainly peculiar.
Maybe it's good psychology.
That's some psychology, Mrs. Leland. Follows two schools. One school, the scientific one, he uses on his patients. And the other school, he uses on himself.
And what is the other school?
That's simple. That's how come it
is. That's how come
it is. That's how come it is. Good night. And you'll have faith. Take my scholars on, Marion.
Yes.
We must take a meeting, sir. Well, I'm not really a townsman of Boston Bay, and I didn't want to be in the way.
You missed something very splendid.
Oh, I know how interesting a town meeting can be.
I mean, how splendid Mrs. Leland was.
I was excited.
Oh, wonderful. Well, she told the masters
to defend Mr. Wade like an avenging angel.
He was very lady.
Must have been prepared on high. She looked very beautiful with a red spot of anger in her cheek.
The roses of anger.
Yes. You would have been dead.
Yes. But, Dad, why don't you cut across South Meadow and save yourself for a quarter of a mile?
He's a dark meadow.
Well, my father knows his way around.
Oh, you bet so, sir. I wish you knew it as well.
Good night, Mrs. Leland.
I enjoyed you in the meeting tremendously.
Good night, Doctor.
See you home later.
Don't wait up for me.
Oh, you'll be home early.
My father's rather high-spirited tonight.
Your father is very admirable the way he spoke of Mr. Wade.
I couldn't be changed from the eternal subject of Wade.
If you like.
I want Mr. Wade to be as happy as he can be without swindling a fellow man. Finish. Let's talk about you.
That's the subject that's just as dull.
Well, that's me. The fact is, Ariane, that I've decided to offer you another position.
I am working now as Mr. Wade's partner.
Well, I think this job I'm offering you is slightly superior. Not much, to be sure.
I must refuse in advance.
Oh, that isn't fair.
What position is it?
As my wife.
Who?
I'm offering to marry. This is the proposal of marriage. Well, say I'm in love with you. I feel that you feel the same towards me. I want to marry. You can get married next week. It's finished.
But
if you want me to say it more romantically, I'm quite capable of it. You needn't answer again. I'll give you a few minutes. Nice night, isn't it?
Orion wonders, or he wonders, what inspired this proposal?
Perhaps this bottle is the only one of the kind.